Hello.
And welcome to Steve and Roland's Beer Podcast.
Number 153.
You seem a little tired today, Steve.
I'm very tired. I was at the football last night. And
that usually you seem quite down when you're back from the football.
Yeah, no, I'm quite happy. We actually won. It's a long time since I've seen us win, but it's a very long drive. It's 210 miles each way.
Is that the entire reason you're seeming so
no,
tired?
No, I drank an awful lot of beer last night as well. And then I ended up in the casino till 3 o'clock in the morning, because that's the kind of guy I am, you know. I'm a casino kind of guy. Picking double gin and tonics.
When Sunderland win.
Yeah. I didn't do so well, but leading my 19-year-old boy into the good paths, he had a very successful night on the roulette table, whereas his old man didn't do so good on the blackjack table. But I'm tired. I drove back this morning. I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning to come so I could get in early.
So good 3 hours
sleep.
Yeah.
And when I woke up at 6 o'clock, I realised that I was still too drunk to drive, so I went back to sleep for 2 hours. So yes, it's been a very long day. But we have something perfect to be able to remedy that. We have a beer from North Union Brewing Company.
Yeah.
With a double. I have no idea how to pronounce it. How do I pronounce it, Lou?
I'm going to say double.
Double.
Yeah.
Well, they've spelt it wrong.
Yeah.
Because double is D-O-U-B-B-L-E.
This is our bad pronunciation of Belgian words because we're English, so let's go for bad pronunciation.
Okay. Branding?
I'm a bit... Yes and no. I quite like the cross. I don't mind the font on the front bit, and then you turn it round and I have to squint to try and make stuff out. And there's quite a lot of stuff to make out.
I kind of like the branding. I think you're right. I'm not keen on lots of writing on bottles, as we've discussed before. I know there are legal requirements to have certain things on there, but I think that's all you should really have on there. Maybe what hops are in it, or you know.
Yeah.
You were saying something earlier about that you didn't like their website very much either.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you read a website, you're thinking this looks all right.
Yeah.
And then you get that feeling maybe they're trying a little too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when they talk about how the beer is very craft and that they brew it in a craft process and that...
We like craft.
Yeah, they do like craft. They've managed to fit it into every sentence,
maybe they're
I believe.
Craftily trying to get you to think that they're a craft brewer.
I do. I think they also mention that you can contact them at a craft email address and you can telephone them on the craft phone.
Oh, I like the craft phone.
The craft phone.
craft phone. Every time the craft phone brand goes to sing that song. Every time. Can we have a craft phone?
Yeah, we can.
Oh,
I'll tell Chris, he'll get one.
We'll have a Stephen Rowland's Beer Podcast craft line where people can call in and leave us crafty messages.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's going to end badly.
Yeah, it's 0800, we don't have a phone. If you call us on that number, it'll get... In fact, no, write it on a piece of paper, screw it up, throw it in the bin, it'll get to us. It really will.
We do troll through your crap.
Yeah, no, I do kind of quite like the branding. I'm not so keen on the font. I definitely agree with you there, and I didn't realise they were quite so happy about being in the craft world.
And they are quite new. They opened, it's a bit hard to tell exactly, but I think 2014, 2015, that kind of started last year.
Amazing research you've done there, Roland. It was sometime in the past.
Yeah, there's different sources, different places say different things here. They're Sheffield-based.
Yeah.
They are in one of the railway arches underneath the old Victoria station. So they've managed to hit a stereotype from London whilst they're in Sheffield. So that's good to see that stereotype moving.
I like Sheffield. It's a city I quite enjoy.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because there's nothing that I can say why I enjoy it. But I've been to Sheffield a few times. I actually did a half marathon there once. I ran quick because I was frightened of the council estates we were running through. But it was a very nice city. I've had some good times there. And I seem to remember having some decent beer there as well. But maybe I wasn't so.
No, they have got a reputation for good beer. So it was started by Ian Kenny. And he had... Kenny.
Ian Crafty Kenny.
Ian
Craft Kenny, we like to call him. Sorry, Ian, if you're not listening.
And he started. He did a degree in brewing and distilling, a craft degree in brewing and craft distilling, at Heriot Watts Crap University. And then he went to work for Kelham Island. There's no craft there.
No.
And worked at head brewer there for 8 years before deciding to start Cuckoo Brewing at Hart Hill Brewery. And
Cuckoo Brewing is a very craft thing to do, isn't
that
it?
That is a very craft thing to do. And now they've got their own place. Yeah,
maybe we should do a prize. If somebody could tell us how many times we say craft in this craft beer podcast, they get a special prize of going on a date with you.
A craft date.
A craft date. Maybe they can ring us on the craft line and let us know. No. Craft phone.
I feel this joke has legs.
I have a rule in life, never let a joke die. That's true. No matter how bad or good it is, like, you never let it die.
You settled on it.
Yeah.
Their core range is 4 beers at the moment.
A very craft thing to do.
It is. They've got a craft lager. They've got a craft pale ale. They've got a double. And they've got an IPA.
Is the double not craft?
Apparently the double and the IPA aren't craft, but the lager, the craft lager and the craft pale are.
Okay, that's cool. It's good that they've got a varied range of craft and non-craft beers.
I think the other ones are craft anyway.
Okay. Oh, this is getting silly. Okay, tell me about doubles. What is the style? Because I know you'd love this opportunity to edumacate.
Edumacate you, yeah.
No, edutain. Well, so this is edutainment in a Roland Glue fashion.
So this is actually the second week on Beer Bods that we've had a Belgian style brewed in the UK.
Yeah.
So doubles are a Trappist Abbey kind of style beer. The defining one is Westmalle Double. It's kind of dark beers around about 6-7%. It's usually Belgian dark malt, so not too roasty.
Yeah.
More of the kind of chocolatey flavours you get from the Belgian style malts. Not too hoppy. Should get a really amount of yeasty kind of flavours and kind of fruit flavours to it. Some like dried fruit usually.
Yeah.
And that this is a style that the Belgians, like the Trappist one started it, but then lots of other Belgian breweries now tend to copy that style.
Yeah. You like the Belgian beers, don't you?
I love Belgian beers, yes.
They're not really my thing.
No.
Like, we went to that with... There's a Belgian beer bar open very near to the roastery, isn't there?
Yes, there is, yeah.
And we went, and it's a lovely place, but I struggled to find anything that I could really enjoy.
Yeah.
Maybe it passed me by. Maybe I just didn't... I don't know. I've never really got on with a lot of the Belgian beers.
One of those things where, like, we had the Brussels beer project that we both really enjoyed, and I think a lot of the Belgian stuff you see over here is often it's their old school kind of stuff that I find really good, but I know you're not such a fan of.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that you see from the new Belgian brewers who are trying to do something a bit different and a bit new and more hoppy maybe, and a bit more varied, you don't necessarily see them as often.
I was in Antwerp a couple of weeks ago and I went in a few beverage distilleries and didn't really see much of a scene going on there. It was all very generic. Maybe I went to...
I think it's like London, you know, it's very easy to go into places where you've... Yeah, yeah. If you don't know which ones you want to go for.
And it wasn't like I was there for a long time and I did a lot of them. I think it was only a couple. But I was underwhelmed. But it is what it is, I guess. I don't think I've been exposed to the right ones and maybe I need to edumatain myself a little more in them. So what do you think?
It's pleasant.
It's quite a high percentage. I mean, 6.5%. I mean, funny you say between 6-7%, and they've gone 6.5, like smack in the middle. It feels quite heavy too.
I don't think it's particularly authentic to that Belgian style. So, double's one that's been done by lots of other people. When the Trappist style breweries, when they do it, it tends to be very dry. So it can seem quite sweet, but there's not that much sugar there. And this one, it still tastes quite sticky sweet, really.
Yeah, no, I mean, my descriptor for it, then I was sitting here waiting for you to finish to say, is like Christmas pudding. It's got a real Christmas pudding flavour to it. It's got, you know, that dried fruit, which you said that should be there, but it is very sweet and sticky and syrupy. And I'm really feeling the alcohol burn from it, even though it's only 6.5. I know we say only 6.5, but we've had bigger that have tasted less. And this really does give me a bit of alcohol burn on the finish. And saying that, I kind of quite like it though. I think it's got a nice spicy kick to it, and it says spicy on the front. I can see here in the rich, spicy dark ale. I think it does have a spicy kick. It's not really a style I tend to go for. Like if I want a dark beer, I tend to go for much more of a porter or a stout. Yeah. Like that's my I love porters and stouts and milds and and darker beers. That's kind of my range, and the lighter beers are then my IPAs and all those things. So this is interesting.
Flavour wise, for me, this is it's kind of more like a darker version of a Scotch ale for me.
I can definitely see the Scotch ale similarities for sure.
And honestly, if I got a Scotch ale and it ended up tasting like this, I'd be quite happy. Because I tend to be disappointed with just how much the alcohol's there on them. And this, there's a bit of alcohol there, but it's not ruining the drinking of it.
It's not. It's just a little bit of burn on the back end of it for me. You ready to go with your scores?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to go.
You go first, because I'm going to ponder. Look, I've got my pondering face on, and I'm rubbing my hairy chin.
Listeners, I will guarantee he is indeed rubbing his chin.
Ponder.
Okay. I think it's a reasonable beer. I don't think it's particularly amazing for the style it's in.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably prefer it if he called it something else, maybe.
Maybe they could call it double and spell it right.
And they could put craft in there, I think. Yeah.
Double crafty double.
Crafty double. I think it's okay. I would probably try something else from them if I came across it, but I don't think I would go out of my way hunting down more stuff from them.
I feel
So I'm going to go with 7.
Yeah, I don't think we're a million miles apart on this. I think I'm going to be a little bit higher, and purely because I don't really know the double style. So my expectations may be different to your expectations. I think that it is it's an interesting dark ale. It would encourage me to try. Like, if I went out and had a half of this,
yeah,
I would maybe be encouraged to go and try some more darker halves. Like, I tend to be in that mood when I have one of something,
I
keep going in a similar kind of thing. And this is one I would, if I saw their beers on somewhere, I would definitely try them again. Please don't hate us for saying crafts too often. I like your branding. I like your brewery. They're not listening. Why am I even saying I like your? and I do like the beer. I think it's very pleasant. I would drink it again. I wouldn't rush out and find some or buy some, but if I saw it on at a festival or if I saw it on a bar, I'd definitely have half of it. So on that, I'm going to go 7.5. So yeah, I'm not a million miles away from you. I don't think it's blowing my mind, but it's certainly not upsetting me. And you know, that Christmas cake kind of spicy.
It's an interesting concept.
It's nice enough, something different. It's a bit of a different direction.
Yeah, and a dark beer in a nice sunny day, which is well done, Matt. That's a nice bit of variety. We like that.
Yeah, we definitely don't like going down that lager route for the summer and dark ales for the winter. I think we like I like different beers all the time.
Yes, we agreed on that one.
Right.
Yeah,
I think we're done, aren't we?
We are
done.